Introduction. When it comes to string theory, the leading proposal for an explanation of the deepest workings of nature, even the world's experts feel like idiots. That's what makes it so exciting. Nathan Seeberg, a pioneering string theorist, once told me, "The theory is constantly more clever than the people who study it." Physicists are still working through what string theory means and what it implies. Starting from a few ideas and mathematical equations, the theory opens up a universe of possibility that never ceases to surprise physicists. The same is true of other contenders for a fundamental theory. We are lucky to live in such an intellectually fertile time.
One thing most people don't realize about physicists is how many of them are outdoors people,
as often found on a hiking trail or a sailboat as in front of a blackboard. And that's not unconnected to their work. Physics, like all science, flows from an appreciation of the beautiful complexity and intricacy of the natural world. Physicists' role in the grand scheme of science is to figure out how this complexity can flow out of a few basic principles, as it appears to do. Their goal is to explain the universe simply, yet comprehensively. This book has the same goal. I'm a firm believer that the principles of science can be boiled down to their essence without boiling them away altogether. Although the book emphasizes string theory because it's the approach taken by the majority of today's theorists, the theory is still very tentative and could well turn out to be flat-out wrong. I try to be fairly even-handed about the range of proposed theories. Proponents of each theory will probably complain that I've treated the others too glowingly, but I think each approach deserves a fair hearing. The science is unsettled. All the approaches have pros and cons, and none has been subjected to a real experimental test. It's a fair bet that none of them is quite right, and that the ultimate theory will combine insights from them all. How this book is organized. Part 1, String Theory in a Nutshell, is a book within the book. At the risk of giving away some of the punchlines, it summarizes the ideas that the rest of the book will flesh out. Not least, it tries to articulate why string theory and the rest of fundamental physics matter to begin with, something that I don't think physicists often do, even to themselves. Part 2, The Great Clash of World Views, brings you up to speed on current theories, Albert Einstein's theories of relativity and quantum theory. Right now, those theories encapsulate everything that physicists know about the world. Einstein's masterpiece, his general theory of relativity, is the archetype of a beautiful theory to which all physicists aspire. It explains so much with so little. Quantum theory culminates in the standard model of particles, which underlies all things chemical and biological. The model predicts that the forces of nature act differently on microscopic scales, a trend that initially seems to make nature more complicated, but in the end, points the way to a radical simplification. Part 3, The Need for Unity, describes where these current theories go astray. Relativity theory predicts that matter reaches an infinite density inside black holes and at the start of the Big Bang, and then leaves physicists in the lurch, unable to say what happens then. Quantum theory is so shot through with riddles that physicists regularly hold conferences just to classify them all. The theory's faults tend to be complementary, suggesting the answers lie in their union. Part 4, Gravity Meets the Quantum, discusses what a unified theory might be, focusing on the question of how to explain gravity in terms of a so-called quantum theory of gravity. String theory is the foremost approach, but not the only one. I explain why such a theory has been so hard to construct, and how each of the proposed theories attempts to overcome these difficulties. Part 5, The Big Ideas, is the heart of the book. It offers some thoughts on what might go into a more complete worldview, drawing out the core ideas and the contributions of all the proposed theories. One common theme is a huge expansion in our conception of reality. Although the theories themselves are paragons of simplicity, their implications aren't. Part 6, What Has String Theory Done For You Lately? Goes into some of the practical importance of the theories for understanding black holes, the Big Bang, and the mysteries of quantum theory. as well as how these theories might have observable consequences. I also discuss some of the criticism that string theory in particular has come in for. A few themes crop up throughout the book, like prairie dogs rearing their heads every so often. I think that even folks who have read other books on physics will find them provocative. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. This is known as the concept of determinism. Current theories of physics flirt with randomness and unpredictability, but they are deterministic at heart. Physicists may ultimately find that things happen for no reason at all, but so far every hint of that has turned out to be a sign of incomplete theoretical understanding. The distinction between cause and effect is fundamental. Did you yell at your brother because he took your peanut butter sandwich, or did he take your sandwich because you yelled at him? In most households, these disputes seem unresolvable, but physics says there's always an absolute right answer. Whenever physicists construct a theory predicting that some people see event A cause event B, while other people see event B cause event A, the theory turns out to be inconsistent. Space and time are composed of some deeper building blocks. In many situations, far-flung particles can remain connected as if the space separating them didn't matter. This may be a glimpse of an underlying reality that goes beyond space. For me, science is like Tabasco sauce, Cuban timba music, a coral reef, or my daughter's giggle, one of the great pleasures in life, adding texture to my experience on this planet. Knowing a bit of how the world works makes it that much easier to bear its idiocies and injustices. If nothing else, I hope to convey the enthusiasm I feel for this area of science and encourage you to explore it on your own.